The House Chamber, Legislative Day 106.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative McNeely. We'd ask our members and our guests and guests to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read from Micah 6:8, one of my favorite verses. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Please bow your head and pray. Please let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, maker of all, please hear this prayer from your humble servant. Dear Lord, I pray that we, as a governing body of the state of North Carolina, heed your will and listen to your commands. I pray, Lord, we open our hearts and minds and let you enter in. I pray that each and every one in this room realizes the responsibilities that you, Lord, have placed on us. The weight is heavy when we go alone, but when we give ourselves to you, Lord, the burden is light. Let us always put our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, for he died on the cross to save us from our sins and rose from the dead to sit on the right hand of you, the Father. Without Jesus to speak for me on my day of judgment, I would be doomed to eternal death. With Jesus, I have no fear, Father, that I will receive eternal life. Please bless the men and women who watch over and protect us night and day, both foreign and domestic. Please bless this North Carolina House of Representatives. Please bless this state and make you, God, please bless the United States of America. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John Fernandez, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for August 1st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and then the journal is approved. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day, Shannon Heaton from Rockingham. Ms. Heaton, thank you for being with us today. Seating of a new member of the House will come to order, members. We are going to seat our newest member of the House. Proclamation from the governor. The clerk will read. The House will come to order.
The State of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, Governor. The appointment of Jake Johnson, 2019-2020, by the Governor of the State of North Carolina, a proclamation. Whereas Cody Henson, elected representative from House District 113, 2019-2020, General Assembly has resigned. And whereas the provision of NC General Statutes 163-11 has ratified by State Senate Law 2017-6 require that the vacancy created by resignation of Representative Cody Henson be filled by appointment of the person recommended by the House District 113 Executive Committee. And whereas the House District 113 Executive Committee has notified me of this recommendation of Jake Hunter Johnson of Polk County, North Carolina, to fill the unexpired term, I do by these present appoint Jake Hunter Johnson as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives 2019-2020 General Assembly, in witness whereof I have hereunto signed my name and affixed the great seal of the State of North Carolina at the Capitol in the city of Raleigh this second day of August in the year of our Lord 2019 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 243rd, Roy Cooper Governor.
Representative Jake Johnson subscribed to the oath of office earlier this morning and will occupy seat 101. The Senate will be notified of the seating by a special message. The following members are appointed to an escort committee. Representative John Bell, Chair. Representative Darren Jackson. Those members may now repair to the rear of the chamber and escort Representative Jake Johnson to his seat. Representative Johnson, congratulations. Certainly wishing you all the best in your service in the House. And the Speaker makes the following standing committee assignments. Corporal Reed.
The Speaker makes the following committee assignments. Representative Jake Johnson, appointed to the committees on Education K-12, Finance, Homeland Security, Military and Veteran Affairs, Regulatory Reform, and Wildlife Resources.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth a actually, before he does that, the chair received a request from Representative Lucas, and the chair joins in that request. The chair would ask the House to observe a moment of silence in memory of the those who were killed by the senseless violence, and as well as the to be with the family members of those as well. If the House would please join in a moment of silence. Thank you. And thank you, Representative Lucas, for that suggestion. Representative Lewis recognized in the fourth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations House Committee Report, Senate Bill 230, Excused Absences of Military Children, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute calendar, Senate Rule 36B.
Senate Bill 295, Standards for Student Conduct, Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
Senate House Committee Substitute Number 1, placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 2, calendar, Senate Rule 36B.
Senate Bill 458, PTS Injury Day, Cardiac Task Force, Titus Law, Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 2, calendar, Senate Rule 36B. Messages from the Senate, the Corporal Reed.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to your honorable body that Senate Bill 2320 ratified an act to foster regional cooperation for water and wastewater infrastructure among systems utilizing reservoir water was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on August 2, 2019, and was returned to the Senate with the attached veto message. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. House Bill Calendar, House Bill 848, Corporal Reed.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 848, a bill to be entitled RV Dealer Registration, General Assembly of North Carolina Acts.
Who's handling this bill? Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is the recreation vehicle industry and automobile industry are very different industries, especially as they pertain to the manufacturer-dealer relationship embodied in franchise laws. The auto industry is one dealer to one manufacturer and is based on a true franchise model, while the RV industry is typically one dealer to many manufacturers model. This bill would place the RV industry into a separate chapter from the automobile industry, allowing these two industries to operate separately under law as they do in real life. House Bill 848 is designed only as a placeholder bill to allow discussions among RV dealers in the state, the North Carolina Automobile Dealers Association, and RV manufacturers to continue through the summer and fall to fashion comprehensive legislation agreed to by all stakeholders. This is one of those issues we've been kicking the ball around, kicking the can. So we've asked them to get together, solve it, bring us back the solution. They have agreed to do this. This negotiated legislation would then be brought before us, the legislature, during next year's short session and finalized into law. Today's effort is a good faith attempt to allow the parties to reach that final agreement. 20 states, including all the states bordering North Carolina, already have RV-specific franchise law, so it's nothing new by any means. Passage of such a law next year will bring our state more into conformity with our neighbors and allow greater uniformity in state law to benefit manufacturers, multi-state dealers, owners, and purchasers of RV. I'd appreciate a vote green, please, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 848 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk of lock machine record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 848 passes second reading. Will without objection be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 848 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed no. The ayes have it. House Bill 848 having passed its third reading. Actually strike that. House Bill 848 third reading. Clerk will read.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The chair strikes that. The chair was starting to read the wrong thing. House Bill 848, having passed its third reading, is our return to the Senate. House Bill 537, the clerk will read.
Senators Heiss, Crawford, and Bishop, Senate Bill 537, a bill to be entitled Adult Care Home Payment, Counselor of Substance Abuse, Social Worker Act, amends DHHS revised. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Chairman McDowell, Representative Dobson is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With your indulgence, if I could do the amendment first.
Sir?
With your indulgence, if I could do the amendment first.
Gentleman is recognized to send forth Amendment ASH 24. The clerk will read.
Representative Dobson moves to amend the bill on page 12, line 44, by rewriting the lines to read.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is clearly a technical number change at the request of staff. I'd appreciate your support for the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Do what?
Representative Reeves, Representative Holly, the members wish to record on the amendment. Clerk lock machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The amendment's adopted. The gentleman now has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill has many parts, 90% of you have seen before. But I'll start with part one. That's the original Senate bill that came to the House. It addresses issues concerning adult care home payment methodology. This was, the primary component of the original bill. It requires a work group to be convened to come up with a new funding stream for adult care homes. We all know they are struggling, and the current formula is not working. Before the department can enact, one change that we made from the Senate bill is the General Assembly would then have to approve whatever the recommendations happen to be. So no action can be taken until it comes back before the General Assembly, as it is in the PCS. So that's part one. Part two, A and B, is the Board of Licensed Clinical Mental Health Counselors adjustments. It's passed this chamber already unanimously. Part two, Section C through H, is the Amend Substance Abuse Professional Practice Act. Again, that's passed this chamber unanimously as well. Part two, Part I, is Representative Batch, White, and Black's bill to amend the Social Work Practice Act. That's critical that we get this passed as well. The last sections of the bill come to us at the request of the department, and they were part of House Bill 250 that's also passed this chamber on a unanimous vote. So most of these things, or if not all of these things, you've seen before, and I'd appreciate your support here tonight. Thank you.
For further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 537 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine to record the vote. Senate Bill 537 having passed second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
Joseph, North Carolina, in acts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 537 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 537 having passed third reading is ordered engrossed and returned to the Senate. Ask our pages to come forward, please. Pages, we want to thank you for being with us. The clerk is going to introduce you momentarily, and when he does, if you would step forward and wave so that my colleagues and I will know who each of you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
Luke Basile, Wake County, sponsor Representative Butler. Mary Lila Blackburn, Dublin County, sponsor Representative Dixon. Jenna Donaldson, Orange County, sponsor Representative Fisher. Khalil Eatman, Wilson County, sponsor Representative Farmer Butterfield. Mary Kate Engelhart, Wake County, sponsor Representative Hunter. Christma Indrasinen, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Moore. Abigail Job, Lincoln County, sponsor Representative Sane. Avery Kimbrough, Union County, sponsor Representative Horn. Sunitha Kismore, Union County, sponsor Representative Arp. Devia Carter-Tigray, Wake County, sponsor Representative Dahl. May Levin, Mecklenburg County, sponsor Representative Hunt. Serena Lovato, Forsyth County, sponsor Representative Zachary. Deborah Mullis, Forsyth County, sponsor Representative Conrad. Ning Tsung, Wake County, sponsor Representative Everett. Zeb Whitley, Johnston County, sponsor Representative Strickland.
Our pages, again, we want to welcome you here with us this week. We hope you have an opportunity to observe your state government and also an opportunity to make some friends from around the state. We'd ask my colleagues to please join me in welcoming our pages this week. You may return to your post. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For a notice and announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The House Health meeting will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 643.
For what purpose the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Majeed, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, my heart, first of all, goes out to the, and prayers go out to the victims and the families of the insane violence that we witness here nationwide. As a citizen, I watched the proceedings of this legislature. And I was encouraged to get involved and make a difference in improving the quality of life for the people of my district and North Carolinians in general. My grandfather told me, he said, son, you can't hit a home run until you get in the ball game. Well, by the grace of God, I'm in the ball game, and I can step up to the plate and knock on the problems that confront us as North Carolinians. I've seen numerous bills concerning the control of guns getting into the wrong hands that in committee. You've heard the expression, Houston, we have a problem. Well, Raleigh, we have a big problem. I think many times we become callous because we can't relate to the suffering of others. Well, this is in our face. Hate crimes and mass murders are now an everyday occurrence throughout America. Today it's Dayton and El Paso. Yesterday it was Pittsburgh, Charleston, Las Vegas, Orlando, Chapel Hill, and Charlotte, and numerous others. When it affects your family and your wife or your son or your daughter, your loved ones, an elementary school, a high school, is that then enough time to take action? I sponsored House Bill 312 entitled Hate Crime Prevention Act. I have talked to many of the leaders in the majority and committee chairs, and to no avail. My bill is in file 13.
Representative Majeed, if the gentleman is attempting to debate a bill that is not before the body, that would be a proper purpose for a point of personal privilege.
No, sir. Today, President Trump stated that he was directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation, and I quote, that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. Now, we in North Carolina, we legislators should take action. Currently, in North Carolina, a hate crime is punishable by a misdemeanor. That's like a slap on the wrist. And my bill would increase the punishment to a felony. Our leadership...
Representative Majeed, the gentleman's attempting to debate a bill that's not for this body.
Okay. Well, I call on you, Mr. Speaker, and the majority, to please to move my bill out of judiciary.
And again, the gentleman is... If the gentleman wishes to have a bill heard, there is a process to go through, but using a point of personal privilege to debate a bill is not the proper venue. Therefore, the gentleman's time has expired. For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To give notice of a discharge petition.
Lady is recognized to give notice of said petition.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Rule 39, I am giving notice that I will file a motion and the requisite petition to discharge House Bill 454, which is allow extreme risk protective orders to save lives and prevent suicides, from the Judiciary Committee with the principal clerk today. In accordance with the rules, I've obtained a fiscal note which will be included in this petition.
Thank Noted. You. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative John Rice?
A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, last week I had a 11:30 a.m. Wednesday constituent appointment with a resident of House District 40 whom I had not met previously to discuss some fairly non-controversial issue. 11:30 came and went without the appointment being met, not all that unusual as many of you have experienced. When I went to lunch at 12:30, it was still a no-show. We later learned the reason my appointment never arrived. He had been detained at our legislative building security check-in while attempting to enter this building with a loaded handgun and two full clips concealed in his bag, and he had consequently been arrested and charged accordingly. He reportedly gave no explanation for his actions and was actually remarkably silent. I want to thank publicly the members of the NC General Assembly Police Department who were on duty last Wednesday and acted expeditiously and appropriately. I'd also like to thank the Legislative Services Officer and the Rules Chair for their follow-up and the many of you who have expressed your concern. All that being said, in the light of very recent events, I would ask each of you for a moment to imagine that the gentleman's appointment was with you in your office rather than with me in mine. This incident, after all, took place not hundreds of miles away in the distant states of Ohio and Texas, but right here, not only in our North Carolina capital city, but in this very building where we work and govern and spend so many hours. As you reflect, I would ask you to consider whether it is now not time to sit down for a full, frank, and open-minded conversation about reaching a North Carolina common sense consensus with regards to the role of firearms in our state, and while doing so, to throw partisanship and ideology into the trash can. I considered this often over the past weekend, which Evelyn and I were able to spend at the coast with two adult children and three young granddaughters. And I, for one, greatly enjoyed being Pa at the beach. I look forward to many future such weekends, and I am more than ready to have the conversation that I mentioned. If you feel the same, please let me know. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
What purpose, gentlemen, from Macon, Representative Corbin Rice?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The Committee on State and Local Government will meet Wednesday, 10 a.m. in 1228.
What purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The judicial community in Guilford County and the 18th Judicial District, as well as those in the judiciary and lawyers and clerks of court all over the state, mourn with us in Guilford County today as Chief District Court Judge Tom Jarrell has passed this past weekend. Judge Jarrell was appointed to the bench in August 1999. He served in that capacity until May of 2016 when he was appointed Chief District Court Judge for the 18th Judicial District. Judge Jarrell has been known as a very gregarious, sociable, likable man by people of all different stripes. Prior to becoming a judge, Judge Jarrell was an attorney in High Point, North Carolina, and an assistant district attorney in Guilford County. He received his Bachelor of Science degree from Guilford College and his Juris Doctorate degree from Campbell University. He has served as the president of the North Carolina Association of District Court Judges. He has been a commissioner on the North Carolina Governor's Crime Commission, a member of the Criminal Justice Information Network, a member of the North Carolina Sentencing and Policy and Advisory Commission, a member of the North Carolina Human Trafficking Commission. In addition, he served on numerous nonprofit boards and was instrumental in creating Street Safe, which is a teen driving program involving law enforcement officers who teach behind-the-wheel training for young drivers. Judge Jarrell was married to his wonderful wife, Cindy. They reside in High Point, and they have three sons together, Thomas, Robert, and David. And Judge Jarrell's mother, Mary, was also a former state legislator. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Clark Rouse?
To give notice of a discharge petition.
I'm sorry?
To give notice of a discharge petition.
Please recognize.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Rule 39, I am giving notice that I will file a motion and the requisite petition to discharge House Bill 86, Gun Violence Prevention Act, from the Judiciary Committee with the principal clerk today. In accordance with the rules, I have obtained a fiscal note to be included with the petition. Thank you.
Noted. For what purpose, gentlemen, for more, Representative Bowles Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having submitted a representative
statement. Gentleman wishes to speak to a point of personal privilege and submission of a representative statement.
Thank you.
Sword.
Having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
The chair does order the representative statement to be read upon its in its entirety upon adjournment and to be spread across the journal, and the gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 1973, Moore County adopted a new son, Bruce Cunningham, who was fresh out of the University of Virginia School of Law. He spent 45 years as both an attorney and a community leader. He was a supporter of education, history. He died suddenly Friday, July the 5th, while enjoying his hobby, biking with his family in Ireland. I personally knew Bruce He was a fine gentleman and was a great servant and supporter of our community. He received the John B. McMillan Distinguished Service Award from the State Bar Association. Bruce was a four-term member of the Moore County Board of Education and was first elected in 2004 and served as chair from 2014 and 16. Bruce played a vital role in restoring and reviving the Sunrise Theater, which is in downtown Southern Pines. He established Spring Fest, which is an annual arts and crafts fair held in Southern Pines. And Bruce received numerous honors and awards for his service to Moore County and his community, including the Builders Cup Award from the Kiwanis Club from the Sandhills in 2017, and the Man of the Year honor from the Moore County Community Foundation in 2018. Bruce also served as a public defender in most of our capital cases in Moore County. And Bruce leaves to cherish his memory is his wife, Ann Peterson, and two daughters, Jenny and Katie. And I commend the statement.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, would yield to a question.
Representative Riddell, the gentleman yield to Representative Meyer?
Yes.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Riddell. I believe your office noticed a meeting of regulatory reform tomorrow. Is that meeting still scheduled?
Yeah, I'm going to yield to Representative Brody, who will be chairing the meeting, for the answer.
Representative Brody, does the gentleman wish to yield to the question?
Yes, I do.
He yields.
Yes, yes, it's still scheduled, right.
Mr. Speaker, may I ask Representative Brody a second question?
Gentleman, yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Representative Brody, the bill that's been noticed has already been enacted into law, been on its Senate form. This is a House bill, so I assume there's going to be a PCS. Can you give us some idea of what we're going to be debating tomorrow?
We are still working on that one. So that's about as far as I can get right now on that particular bill. Watch your calendar if you can.
Further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Hardick, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 6th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 6th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 562, short title, The Second Chance Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement honored a life and memory of Bruce Cunningham, Moore County Public Servant. Whereas Moore County recently suffered a great loss in the untimely death of Bruce Cunningham on July 5, 2019, and whereas Bruce Cunningham received an undergraduate degree from University of North Carolina, where he was a Moorhead Scholar, and a law degree from University of Virginia, and whereas after law school, Bruce Cunningham practiced law in Southern Pines for more than 45 years. In 2011, he received a John B. McMillan Distinguished Service Award for the North Carolina State Bar for volunteering with Families Against Mandatory Minimums, a criminal law reform organization, and the North Carolina Advocates for Justice. And whereas Bruce Cunningham gave free of his time and energy to virtually every aspect of his community and was admired and respected by everyone who knew him. And whereas Bruce Cunningham was a four-term member of the Moore County Board of Education, he was first elected in 2004 and served as chair from 2014 to 2016. During his tenure on the board, Bruce was an advocate of progress and accountability. Recently, he and other members of the board successful in encouraging the county to replace some of its outdated and outgrown schools. And whereas Bruce Cunningham was the founder and longtime director of the Tour de Moore bicycle race, over the years, the race at times attracted over 600 cyclists from across the world to come to North Carolina to compete in the 100-mile course around Moore County. And whereas Bruce Cunningham played a vital role in restoring and reviving the Sunrise Theater, initiated the building of the Blanche E. Carter Discovery Park, a nationally acclaimed playground at Southern Pounds Primary School, established Springfest and annual arts and crafts fair held in downtown Southern Pines, and volunteered many hours judging the debate competitions. And whereas Bruce Cunningham received numerous honors and awards for his service to Moore County and his community, including the Builder Cup Award from the Kiwanis Club of the Sand Hills in 2017 and the Man of the Year honor from the Moore County Community Foundation in 2018. And whereas Bruce Cunningham leaves to cherish his memory, his wife, Ann Peterson, two daughters, Jenny and Katie, and many friends. Now, therefore, Bruce Cunningham deserves to be honored and remembered as a man devoted to his family, friends, and people of Moore County. In witness whereas, the undersigned certifies that the following statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 5th day of August 2019, submitted by Representative James Bowles, submitted by Representative Alan McNeil, House Principal Clerk James White.
Thank you, Reggie.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 645, short title revisions to outdoor advertising laws, is withdrawn from the calendar of August 6th and recommitted to the calendar of August 7th.